some more effeminate runs. We're going to do some effeminate runs, and if you feel like our friends did there at Evan, look, we don't mind getting beat, but we do mind getting beat by that crap. That's fair enough. Perfectly legitimate. I'm sure South Dinsenport would have been the same way right now. But we then...
I don't know, just I don't know about effeminate, but Gary Parker, who of course scored one, made one of the goals.
He looks effeminate.
But
Garth Crooks are the... I mean, he's not. Garth Crooks is not gay. But for a long time, I thought, whoops. I really... What have to watch out for? Whoops. It's exactly... The word whoops does not come with overtime.
No.
I just simply... That was it. The mot's used. If Garth Crooks used to go... And when he used to give those interviews after the game with the big eyes batting around and the licking of the lips, I thought, And that was Garth Crooks, you see.
And let's go through those incontrovertible proofs of homosexuality. The big eyes and...
Well, he did. He's still got...
And he licked his lips.
Well, what about Mark Lawrence?
If he licked Trevor Brooking's lips, then you could say we're getting somewhere with this argument.
No, Trevor Brooking is without doubt, and everything that comes with it, a dreary old homosexual. He's not. Trevor, you're not. Nothing of a sort. Trevor is a solid man. But Garth, who equally is hetero. He had some effeminate traits.
I don't know how you can do this live on the air. I don't know how you do it. If Trevor Brooking is struggling with his sexuality and he hears
no,
you...
No, Trevor's not.
What you were saying earlier is not true at all.
If homosexuals really said, well, look, who'd want to be heterosexual? Look how mundane and kind of dull and straight arrow they are. Then I think of Trevor Brooking. He's a great fellow. He's very avuncular and very straight and all that. You know, but Garth, I don't...